James Anglin, A-N-G-L-I-N, 610-73. Mr. Anglin is a 51-year-old gentleman, comes in for hypertension follow-up. His blood pressure is elevated. He's out of lisinopril, but he's only been out for one day. Period. In the paragraph before, when he was on lisinopril, his blood pressure also remained elevated. Period. In the paragraph, he's under a lot of stress. He does work HVAC. He's going out of town. He has no chest pain, shortness of breath, diplopia, hematemesis, hematochezia, seizure, convulsion, or TIA symptoms at this time, period. Social, he's married, he smokes zero, he drinks very little. Family history, strongly positive for hypertension. Medication was changed to the irbesartan, 300 once a day, hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligram a day. Also, sertraline, Zoloft was increased to 100. The paragraph, he has hypertension, hyperlipidemia, hypogonadism, and anxiety. Next number, he's not obese. He doesn't have any history of sleep apnea. Next number, next paragraph, he wants to be checked for his blood work. Next visit, allergy, none. COVID immunization, none. Social, he dips again, but no smoking and very little drinking. Surgery, tonsils, hernia, and back surgery. He weighs 185 pounds, blood pressure 220 over 140. 63, 20, 97.898. Heart positive, small positive, two lungs, three bronchi, abdomen soft, next rigidity, skin shows, non correction, blood pressure is 150 over 101, sorry. His blood pressure was elevated before. He responded only partially to lisinopril in the past. The goal at this time is to get the blood pressure down. He has no reason or symptoms to go to the emergency. He does not want to go to the emergency. Next number on the assessment, I'm going to put him on Zoloft 100 milligram because of anxiety. He has no thoughts or issues with wanting to hurt himself or others. Next number is not suicidal. Next number, change blood pressure medication to irbesartan 300 once. The next one is hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligrams. The next number, check blood pressure daily. Next number, call me in 3 days. Next number, if he develops any chest pain, shortness of breath, or the symptoms, must go to the emergency room right away. Next number, findings discussed with patient at length before leaving the office. Next number, he definitely needs blood work to check his kidneys next time. He says he will do that next time as well. Last time he had blood work done. His kidney function, his thyroid, hemoglobin A1C were all within normal limits. Triglycerides was 368, but his sugar was 117. His creatinine was slightly elevated at 1.4. We told him that that needs to be rechecked because we don't want him to lose his kidneys, of course. And he understands. Thank you.